My guest on Book Notes this month is Michelle Maddow, who grew up in Maryland and now lives in Florida. She's a best-selling author of fast-paced young adult fantasy novels. And one of the many extraordinary things about her writing is that she's had this tremendous success as a self-publisher. So, Michelle, it's really wonderful to welcome you to Book Notes.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so glad to be able to chat with you.
This idea of self-publishing, it's really blossomed in the last, I want to say, decade. And, you know, even people like Stephen King are now open to the idea of self-publishing. What was it that made you go that route rather than a traditional publisher with your various books?
Well, it's been a really long journey for me. I wrote my first book in 2009 is when I actually finished my first book. So it was before self-publishing was actually a thing. So I originally did go that traditional route. I got a major traditional deal with a big five publishing house. And it was really rewarding to get that deal, to have the approval of traditional publishing, but they didn't really pay me much money, which was pretty disheartening because here I was getting what I wanted and not being able to make a full-time career out of it, which actually happens to many traditional authors and they don't speak openly about it. And when I realized that this just was not going to be a sustainable career for me, I was speaking with a friend who had just self-published. It was 2015, and she was telling me how much money she was making in self-publishing. And I realized that I was missing out on a huge opportunity to turn my goal of being an author as a full-time career into that. So in 2016, I decided to self-publish the first book of a series that I'd actually started writing in college. Unfortunately, it did not do very well, which was a really tough experience for me. That was in 2016. And I decided I needed to learn everything I could about the business behind writing, because while I studied the actual craft of writing and what the audience wanted to read, I didn't know anything about business at that point in time. So I took a bunch of courses online, and with everything I had learned that year, suddenly it took off. From that point on, I was able to keep this momentum of writing about 4 to 5 books a year and pushing them out and advertising them to create a extremely sustainable career. It's been really rewarding to just see my books being read by so many people and being able to live my dream.
And so, Michelle, putting out 4 to 5 books a year and doing the self-publishing and the marketing and all of this obviously has to be a business model. I mean, it's not something that, as you're indicating, that you can just slide into.
Yes, that is what I learned in 2016. I learned that I need to own a business. So I actually do own a publishing business. I'm the only employee, but it's mine. And I spend probably about an hour or so a day checking on my ads, making sure it's all running. When I first started, I was spending countless hours every week learning it. And now that I understand it, it doesn't take as long, but it was a huge learning curve. So yes, I do run a business along with a creative side. You've got to have both to be successful in self-publishing.
It's been such a pleasure to get some insights from Michelle Maddow, who is this phenomenally successful self-publisher of fast-paced young adult fantasy novels. You can find out more on her website, michellemaddow.com, and she actually has a really interesting frequently asked questions page, which goes into this self-publishing business to some extent, and you can also find out about her latest publications there. Thank you so much for your insight, Michelle, and really congratulations on your runaway success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.